Before the first section, let's begin with a brief in British education system.
在第一部分之前，让我们先大体上了解一下英国的教育体系。
Many people believe that school is just about teaching children what are often called the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
通常人们认为学校只是教育孩子们通常所说的三个 R 的技能。读、写、算。
In other words, the purpose of school is to provide children with literacy and other basic skills they will need to become active members of society. But the purpose of British education system is also to socialize children.
换句话说，学校的目的是提供识字技能和其他基本技能，能让学生成为社会的活跃分子。而英国的教育还有一个目的，是为了让孩子学会社交技能。
Children are taught practical skills, but in school they also learn the rules and values they need to become good citizens, to participate in a community, and to contribute to the economic prosperity of an advanced industrial economy.
孩子学到的更多的是实用的技能，并且在学校里他们也学习一些规则以及价值观，以成为国家的好公民。并且积极地参与社会活动和为先进工业和经济繁荣做出贡献。
It is no surprise that the state is heavily involved in deciding when, where, how, and what children are taught.
毫无疑问，一个国家在决定何时何地以及如何教育孩子的过程中占据主要地位。
Education in the United Kingdom is a devolved matter.With each of the countries of the United Kingdom having separate systems under separate governments. The UK government is responsible for England, the Scottish government, the Welsh government, and the Northern Ireland Executive are responsible for Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, respectively.
而联合王国的教育，它涉及一个权力下放的问题。联合王国的每个国家及区域在各自政府下都有不同的制度。联合王国政府负责英格兰，苏格兰政府、威尔士政府和北爱尔兰行政部门分别负责苏格兰、威尔士和北爱尔兰。
Education in England is overseen by the country's Department for Education. Local government authorities are responsible for implementing policy for public education.And state-funded schools at a local level.
在英格兰，教育是由国家教育部监管，地方政府当局负责在地方一级实施公共教育和公立学校的相关政策。
As one of the most famous educational systems in the world, the British education has a high reputation. Especially the universities and other higher education institutions have an excellent international reputation and educate tens of thousands of foreign students a year from all corners of the world.
作为世界上著名的教育体系之一，英国的教育是享誉盛名，特别是它的大学以及其他高等教育机构有着非常良好的国际声誉。他每年培育了数以万计的从世界各个角落来求学的外国学生。
Many of you perhaps have already known something about how education in Britain used to be in the past, and how even the class differences could be seen in the way people got educated.
相信我们很多人也许已经知道过去英国的教育是怎样的，甚至可以从人们受教育的方式中看出阶级差异。
For example,James Austin's famous book, Emma, is about a rich young woman who has been taught the womanly subjects of the time, reading poetry, playing the piano, skating, and speaking a little bit of French.
比如简·奥斯汀的著作《艾玛》就讲述了一位富有的年轻女子，她学习的是时代要求的女性科目，例如赏诗、弹琴、素描。以及学一点法语。
There is another lower class woman she befriends with and decides to educate in order to make her more marriageable.
而他有一位来自下层阶级的朋友，艾玛呢，决定教育他，以便让他更适合结婚。
Nowadays, education in the UK is compulsory. Children are legally to attend school from the age of 5 to 16. Parents can choose between sending their children to state schools or to private schools.
而如今，联合王国的教育是义务性的。从法律上讲，孩子们从5岁到16岁是必须上学，而家长可以选择送孩子去公立还是私立的学校。